Hi there, and welcome to Jedisode. Jedisode is an audio series which reflects on the Jedihood message, and this is a Jedisode that's been a while to get out. Been doing a video series recently on the Book of Proverbs. Was going to do a completely different series, and it was going to be called The Father Be With You. Was going to do it back in 2018. It wasn't the right time. Thought this was the time to do it, but then Yah called me to the book. And prior to that was doing a word study on the first message of Yohanan, but am already in the middle of the Book of Proverbs and the wisdom and knowledge in there. Oh my goodness, you guys, if you could just listen to it and watch it, this is exactly what we need right now. Many of us are blaming each other and blaming people for our problems when this was all created by ourselves. We allowed things to stall and it just simmered over time, and this is what was bound to happen. We allowed this to happen. And the thing is, we need to start taking care of issues right now, once and for all. We need to really look in our families, focus on the things, the issues we need to work on, and get these situated. Get these situated now, especially during this virus situation. Families and loved ones are affected by this. How should they respond? It's more than just a virus, okay? There's something more spiritual going on. There's a spiritual virus going on. There's a spiritual plague, and it's affecting us. This plague is affecting us, and we need to respond to it and really take care of the issues, because if we take care of these spiritual issues, we'll get out of these physical issues. Okay, one thing leads to another. And this person saw what was going to happen, didn't see exactly what was going to happen, but saw the signs of the times. That's what these other people in Scripture saw. They saw the signs of the times, and someone had to give it out, was being the watchman. Now it's happened, and now that weight is off my shoulders, you see. But there is another sense of this message, this Jedihood message that the Father's calling me to give out. Was reminded of the Book of Hosea, for example. And the theme of it, of how he felt, of the prostitute and being ignored, and yet he calls his wife back and asks, and he begs for his chosen to come and be part of him and to know him and to hear that message of Hosea. Beautiful, beautiful, because can really relate to his calling. And again, most people might think that the Jedihood message is essentially just this crazy idea of trying to relate Star Wars with the scriptures. It's more than that, okay? This is a situation this person has been called to perform. Saw it since my birth to this point. Have been trained for this situation. And when you see what you're capable of doing, when you see what you are meant to do and you fulfill it, no one can stop you. No one can stop you, because that's what the Father wants you to do. And he showed me the parable, okay? He showed me the parable in Scripture. It was when I let go of my preconceived ideas and humbled myself and seeked his face, as it says in 2 Chronicles. If my people will fall on their knees, humbly pray, not just praying, but humbly pray, seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he'll heal their land. And that's what we need, is a healing. He healed me. There may be some people that say that the scriptures are not true, but can testify what it has done, listening and obeying these laws in my life. They have blessed me. And we need to know the Father's words today. We need to seek his Spirit within our lives and to act accordingly as he wants us to act. This is an important time in history. This is when we should be sharing our light, showing our light, giving our light out to other people in need. We need to know what time it is, okay, and respond accordingly. And this person's desperately looking out there in the desert, wasted land, and looking for those jewels out there. Know they're out there, and you can still come away from that desert lifestyle and do what he's calling you to do. Okay, this is the time to do it. And this person is attempting to wake that up in you, to find those mature people, which is what was said in that first video back in March 29th of 2016. The message is still the same. Of course, it was much more harsher back then because it had to be stern. It was a warning time. It was a period of warning. Warn the people what was going to happen. Now it's off my head. Now it's a time of, here we are. What are we going to do now? And some people took the warning seriously. Not many of them. Some did. But many didn't. But for those who did, and some who have never heard this message before, because this person does not advertise like other people. I don't play the type of games that they do with this social media, okay? I'm here just to get the Father's word out, however he wants me to do it. And in this moment in time, going to fish as he says. I'm going to put my nets down the way I think it should be done, and cast it the way he tells me to, and to just do what he says. It's not hard to do. It's really not hard to do. And that may be the primary theme of this Jedi-sode, is seeing that this is not a hard task. It is for those who are just starting along the journey, who are slowly being awakened to all this. But we should be in a point in time where we know the game plan. We know the elites. And we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to manipulate us. But what can we do, okay, in our families? Okay, not focus so much on the political and religious battle, which are external signs, but to see the spiritual battle, especially within our own families, our own lives, and to start doing the right thing. The Father wants you to be part of his family. He's calling out to you, just as he did in the book of Hosea. People, he's talking to you. If you hear this message, he is talking to you, just what was said in that first video. You hear that message. He's still the same. He still wants to warn you and wants you to see where you're going and make good decisions. It is a hard task for some. It could be a major conflict with you. It is a great challenge. But we need to go up, grow up, and get up. Wake up. Okay? We need to return. We need to reflect. We need to be reminded, refreshed. We need to repent. We need to turn from our stupid ways and start taking this seriously, because it's the playpen time is over. Okay, the costume time is over. This is about flesh and blood. This is about relationships. This is the real deal. And we need to know what time it is. And we need to start acting. And we need to start doing our roles. We need to start reading the Father's script and do what he's telling us. And many of you know what that is. You've been ignoring that for so long. Ignoring that for so long. But come on. You know it's time. You know it's time to stand up and be an adult now. You've had years of training. There's nothing wrong with playing within the fictional fairy tale while you're young. Okay? That was a training. That was a simulation. But now comes the challenge. Now comes the hard time, the hard task at hand. And really, it's not that hard. If you're just willing to give in, it's a very, very simple thing to do. Give in to his calling. And do it the way he says. Our world is going full circle, you see. And we're learning from our mistakes. Instead of picking up toy lightsabers, It's time to pick up the light of truth and ask the Father for his correction, his rod, right, to chastise us, because his rod is going to eat the other rods, just as he did in the script. He's going to take over. And no man's going to take his spotlight. He's the director. And he makes the decisions. He's the one who knows everything. He knows how this script's going to play out. We're just the actors. We're just here to do what he says. Let's put on a good show. And let's know that we're doing it for the right reasons because we're humbling ourselves. You can still be confident and humble yourself. That doesn't mean to be depressed. That means to realize you have a Father who has your back. If you just listen to him, his words are not grievous. His ways are not grievous. They're not hard. They are hard for those who cannot accept his ways. And it's a challenge. It could take years, okay? It depends on you. If you're willing to step up to the plate and perform. That's what it's all about. It's the performance. It's the task at hand. What are you going to do right now? Okay, because we're in the eye of the storm right now. You know what's going to happen after these elections. There's going to be a lot of riots. There's going to be a lot of people angry. And there's going to be a lot of frustration and hatred. Allow this time, this moment, to stir you into changing into a better person. To challenge you to be a better person. The Father's calling. He wants you to stand up and be the humble servant. To be the knight. The Jedi Knight, right, that you guys have been playing around with. Now it's time to do the real thing and stand up for him and be knighted. And to carry out his order, the true order. To seek out his creed, his direction, his purpose. That's what we need. He is life. He is one. He's that unifying. He's that living. We can relate with him. Understand him. Listen to him. He won't let you down. He will not let you down. Can't you see this person is rising because I'm letting him rise? If this person did it my way, this person knows how to use and take advantage of the situation, but this person isn't. We know already. The challenge is deeper. And how many of us are going to reflect on his word? Who's going to carry that saber and do it? Pass those trials. To be that disciple at that time of uncertainty for so many people, to see someone who has it together. Actions speak louder than words. And know that this is a time not for discussion, but instruction. Remember these words. Remember them today. And know that this is a time we needed. We needed to spend some time at home. We needed to reflect on what we have done with our lives. Why didn't we gather during the times of plenty? Why did we allow this situation to happen? It didn't have to happen. But we can still learn. There's still time to learn. Let's humble ourselves and we will be lifted up in his name to do what needs to be done, to protect our families and our relationships. And that's what the Jedihood message is about. It's about trust and relationship. It's about seeing what it's really about serving the Father in heaven. And to not do it according to a religion or a ministry, but to give his message out the way he has called you He called me to the Jedihood message. He may call you to something else. But know this message is for you. If you hear this message, I'm talking to you. Follow along. We're going to the Father. We're going home. And we know He has us. He's going to take us in. And He's going to be happy knowing that we're here with Him. That we're going to spend time with Him. He wants a fellowship. He wants a feast. He's a family man. He's a family man. And when we can relate to our Creator in this way, we stop seeing Him as the Scrooge, as this person that is ready to fire thunderbolts. Yes, He's about judgment, just as a father disciplines his child, the same sort of activity. But do you think that's really what He wants to do? He wants to care for His loved ones. He wants to have a big family gathering, something we can't really do during this time. We've been denied that because we weren't responsible. Let's be responsible now. For some of you who may have issues with your body health-wise, please listen to me. Please take the time. If you have animosity against a brother, a sister, a parent, a loved one, take care of that right now. This is the time to take care of issues now. If you do this, you will be blessed. You heard it. If you take care of these issues now, you'll prepare yourself step by step for what's going to come. Please, please listen to the Father here speaking. We're not going to lift our heads. It's going to be His spotlight. Let us all bow at His feet. Let the Father speak. The Father is with us. He is with us. He is with those who come to Him, and He will bless you when you call Him. We've all done wrong. Of course, we all have. Humble yourself. Say to the Father, ask Him. Talk to Him. Tell Him you're sorry. That you've done some stupid things. He understands. We've all been children that done stupid things. But we can grow up. We can grow up and do great things in His name. Yeah, there could be some growing pains that come with it. But as long as there is life and breath, He wants us to do something. You see, if there wasn't anything for us to do, we wouldn't still be here. But you know, this is what it's about. This is what it's always been about. And it doesn't always have to take a dark situation. He can make it a better time. He can make things better. If we allow Him to speak through us, through our actions. It's not time for the talk. It's time for actions. It's not time for likes. It's not time for views. It's time for you to submit to His will. That's what it's always been about. And know some people, that's hard. You've depended on your will for so long, but look at where it has taken you. Look at where you are. Look at where the world is. The world thinks it knows better, but you can see it clearly doesn't. The Father knows best. Listen to Him. Obey Him. Grow into that person you know you should be. And do it. Do it now. It's while you still have breath. Do it, please. Heed this call. Mature. Know the Father. Be with Him. Be one with Him. and choose life over death. It's not over. You're still alive. You're still breathing. You're still moving. It's not too late. Anyways, this is the Jedihood message being brought to you through the Jedisode series. We'll see where it goes. I'm not too worried about doing interviews or how many people listen to it. It's about giving a message and going back to it and hearing it, but also to help me grow into the person he wants me to be. He wants me to speak because for many years, for 10 years, I didn't really speak out. Was in silence, and even before that, was very quiet. I'm a very quiet person. That's just the person I am. Took a lot to get me out to do this. But that's what he wants. And what he wants, he gets. Because he helps me. He blessed me. So all I want to do is bless him right now. And I want to bring that blessing to you. To get your lives in order and to realize it's not too late. And I know some of you have committed some horrendous acts. And you're like, how is it going to be fixed? Allow the Father to clean up house. I know it's hard, but it's not that hard. Okay? We'll speak to you again. For now, you take care of yourself, okay? We're going to do more videos. We're going to do, you know, what we do. And we're going to let the Father do his thing. All right? And we'll see where it leads. Okay? You all out there, take care. Please follow along with the Jedihood message and feel free to send me an email. Jedi@jedihood.com for now. Just send that, or you'll see the contact on the website or wherever you're at. Feel free to contact me if you're led to do it. This person will talk to you if you're sincerely called to speak to me and you desire to learn. But you don't need a man. You need the Father. And this person's going to lead you to the Father, to be dependent on him. That's the goal. And that's what we need to see. We need to see him within us. All right. The Father be with you. You all take care now. Bye-bye.